All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm taking on another kamikaze mission. This is ranking the best baseball movies as provided by you, the BBM audience. We've got two rounds. These are two semifinal rounds, eight films. We'll break it down to the finals for the final four films. Let's take a look at what we got. Top right, Hardball.
All right, let me break it down to you right quick.
A lot of you suggested Hardball, the Cucumbas. I got to tell you, it is a modern-day Bad News Bears. Why the original Bad News Bears was not listed, I do not know. But a modern-day Bad News Bears, top left, Sandlot, probably the perfect father-son baseball movies.
On a Grim Reaper!
What?
Hey, spoiler alert, we're moving them to the finals. They're going to be in the top two in this group. 42, down at the bottom, amazing film, educational, great performance by Chadwick Boseman, RIP. And that other film right there, A League of Their Own.
Are you crying?
You know what? An amazing film, probably even underrated to this day. This is what I'm going to do here. Sandlot, already to the finals. We already know that. Cucumbas, 42, good films, but they are not as good as A League of Their Own. So League of Their Own goes to the finals as well. Check out the next semifinal and check out the finals. But this is what we're doing. Sandlot, A League of Their Own, moving on. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are ranking the best baseball movies as provided by you, the Black Baseball Mixtape audience. This is semifinals number two. We've got eight total films. The top two films in this four bracket will move on to the finals. Hey, look, spoiler alert, Major League, it's going to the finals. We don't have to talk about it right now, and it's one of the greatest films, baseball films of all time. It is the number one ranked film in our poll this week. Major League goes to the finals.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
Field of Dreams. Top right. We'll get back to you on this one. Bottom left, Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Stars. I will tell you, the two bottoms are very interesting because Soul of the Game is the real kind of depiction of Satchel Paige, Josh Gibson, Jackie Robinson. Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Stars is a fictional version of that film before that film. And because of that, Bingo Long trumps Soul of the Game for me.
All right.
Field of Dreams, I know a lot of people like it. There's a lot of nostalgia there. James Earl Jones gives an amazing speech.
People will come, Ray.
But it doesn't do it for me. It does not do it as a baseball film for me. It's a relationship film. It's a father-son film. I get it. As a baseball film, it doesn't do it. So this is what we're doing. Major League, Bingo Long goes to the finals. Check back later this week as we break down the finals. See you soon.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, you asked for it. You asked for it, and I'm going to tell you right now, this was tough. So this is what we're doing. This is the finals from the Black Baseball Mixtape Community's top baseball films of all time. Now, let me be very clear. The films were selected by the community, but the rankings are all mine. So if you're mad at someone, you got to get mad at Cheats. You want to argue at someone, you got to argue with me. Because these are my rankings, but I'm going to tell you now, all four of these films could be number one. They could be number one, but I've got to do what I've got to do, and this is the ranking. Let's really break down the films really quickly here. Top left, Major League, one of the funniest films of all time. It came at a time where I don't think people were ready for it. It's got an amazing cast. Charlie Sheen, Corbin Burnson, Tom Berenger, Wesley Snipes. That woman in the middle right there, Margaret Whitten. Her portrayal of Rachel Phelps, absolute golden, is the best part of the film. It's the best acting performance of the film is Rachel Phelps and the manager, Lou Brown. Hilarious, hilarious baseball film. Top right, A League of Their Own. Penny Marshall did her thing. Look, it's an amazing story about an important period of time that a lot of people forgot. Excellent directing, great cast, Tom Hanks, Gina Davis, Lori Petty, Madonna, one of the best performances Madonna's ever given. Rosie O'Donnell was hilarious. It is an amazing, amazing film. A League of Their Own. Bottom left, Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Stars. 1976. Look at that cast. Billy Dee Williams, James Earl Jones, Richard Pryor. The names you need to remember. If you've ever seen this film, then you know Ted Ross, who played Sally Potter, was amazing. Mabel King, hilarious in this film. This was a film that told such an important story, and it's just really, really well done. It is. I'm going to go out and say it right now. It is my favorite, I think, the best Black baseball film of all time. Not the best baseball film with Black people in it. The best black baseball film of all time being along with the Traveling All-Stars. And then bottom right, Sandlot. The Sandlot is damn near perfection. And what I mean by that is you could have watched it 50 years ago. You could have watched it 25 years ago. You could have watched it yesterday. It holds up. It's that good. The stories in it are stories as old as time. You going with your buddies, going out and playing some ball. You having the summer of a lifetime. Hey, look, Sandlot had amazing performances in it from extremely talented young people at the time. They've got all the memorable lines that you need. You're killing me, Smalls. Here comes the heater. It is an amazing film. Again, that holds up. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why I'm putting it number one.
Wow.
Sandlot is number one. It doesn't matter who you're with, a group of adults, you with your kids, a group of kids, you can put Sandlot on at any time. The Sandlot holds up. And you might get teary-eyed. I'm just letting you know. Number two, A League of Their Own. That's right. A League of Their Own is number two. You can watch it, rewatch it. I'm telling you, the acting is really good. Tom Hanks is really, really good. Geena Davis is really good. The story is really good. Penny Marshall does her thing. A League of Their Own is number two. Number three, now I'm going with Major League. I'm going with Major League because, again, I don't think Major League really knew what it had when they had it. Look at that. That cast was amazing. That cast never came back in the sense, like, not all of the Wesley Snipes never came back from Major League 2. They replaced him with Omar Epps. It's different. But what I'm telling you is Major League was lightning in a bottle with an amazing cast. It's not their best performances. All of them probably have better performances individually, but put them together in their magic. Number four, Bingo Long, Traveling All-Stars. If they remade it today, I think it would be even better, equally good. I don't know if I can say that for the other films. Definitely can't say that for Sandlot, who's number one. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Those are my finals. Sandlot number one, A League of Their Own number two, Major League number three, Bingo Long, Traveling All-Stars number four. This has been fun. Leave your comments down below. Let me know why I'm right. Let me know why I'm wrong. Please don't hit me up with a whole bunch of films that weren't on the top eight. I know they exist. I've watched them all. But we're talking about the films that were selected. All right? I'll leave it at that, man. Until next time, make sure you subscribe to the Black Baseball Mixtape. Make sure to send me a DM if you want to join our Discord. Opening day, the Soul series has already kicked off.